Let me tell you what most people get wrong about legacy. They think it's what they build, the organization, the revenue, the growth. But that's not what lasts. What lasts is what keeps growing after you're gone. That's the real game. Hey, welcome back to the Million Dollar Nonprofit. I'm Tom Kelly, and today we're talking about how to create ripple effects that outlive your career. Because the goal is not just impact, it's a continuation. Let's start with the truth. You don't control how long you lead, but you do control what continues without you. That's legacy, not ownership, not control. Continuation. Let's build a simple framework. Plant, empower, repeat. Step one, plant. What are you putting into the world that can grow without you? Ideas, systems, values, people. If everything depends on your presence, nothing continues. This is why systems matter. A CRM like DonorBooks doesn't just track donors. It preserves relationships. So when you step away, those relationships don't disappear. They continue. Step two, empower. You don't create ripples alone. You create them through people, your team, your volunteers, your donors. If they depend on you, the ripple stops with you. If they are empowered, the ripple expands. That means giving ownership, trusting decisions, letting others lead. Not perfectly, but consistently. Let me say this clearly. If you're the only one who can do it, it won't last. Step three, repeat. Ripples come from repetition. Not one big moment, but many small ones. The story you tell, the values you reinforce, the behaviors you model, over and over. That's what spreads, that's what sticks. Let's talk about where this shows up. Your events, platforms like Charity Auctions Today create moments of giving, but the ripple comes from what happens after. Do people come back? Do they bring others? Do they stay involved? That's continuation, and your job is to design for that. Another insight, ripples are invisible at first. You don't always see the impact immediately. A conversation, a story, a small action, but over time they spread. And suddenly, what you started is bigger than you. That's the goal. Let's talk real. Most people focus on what they can measure. Money, attendance, growth. But ripples are harder to measure. Influence, inspiration, continuation. That doesn't make them less important. It makes them more powerful. Here's a powerful ChatGPT prompt. Identify ways our nonprofit can create long-term ripple effects through systems, people, and messaging. Now you're thinking beyond today, another insight. The best leaders don't just build organizations, they build builders, people who continue the work, expand the mission, create their own ripples. That's multiplication. Let's bring this home. Your three action steps. First, identify one system that needs to exist without you. Second, empower one person to take ownership of something you currently control. Third, repeat one message or value until your team can say it without you. That's how ripples start. Tomorrow we're diving into something powerful, the quiet power of leading from purpose, not pressure. Because how you lead determines what lasts. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the link in the description of this episode to grab my book, The Million Dollar Nonprofit, completely free. It's packed with frameworks to help you scale your mission without burning out your team. Don't just build something. Build something that keeps building. See you tomorrow.